Rich Donnelly is the third base coach for the Milwaukee Brewers. During the offseason, Rich is a Catholic motivational speaker. In the new book, Amazing Grace for the Catholic Heart, Rich tells us about his daughter Amy in a beautiful and moving story entitled Chicken Runs at Midnight. It's a great pleasure to welcome Rich Donnelly to Catholic Forum. Good morning, Rich, and Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Bob. Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us during the holiday seasons here on Catholic Forum. But I just loved that story, Chicken Runs at Midnight, in that new book, Amazing Grace for the Catholic Heart. And I was wondering if you would be so kind as to share that story with our listeners.
I'd love to. It's a story that it's actually, it's a miracle. And for those who have any doubt about their faith, it will, I think, reinforce that with everybody that hears it.
Mm-hmm.
In 1993, I was a coach with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I was in spring training, and my daughter was back at our home in Texas, and Amy was 17 years old, and I got a phone call from her one afternoon, and in Bradenton, Florida, and she said, "Dad, I have something I have to tell you, and I'm sorry." And I thought, oh, my God, what is it? You know, when you have a 17-year-old daughter, you think of everything that could possibly be bad. And she says, "Dad, I'm sorry, I have a brain tumor." And I just was stunned. I didn't know what to do, didn't know how to act, didn't know what to say, really. She was apologizing for getting a brain tumor because she knew it would bother me.
Mm-hmm.
And so after we got over that period, she was set up for surgery about 3 weeks later, and I flew down to Dallas. She had it done at Dallas Children's Hospital, and they did the surgery, and they found out that she did have indeed a tumor and that it was malignant, and the doctor said they couldn't extract all of it, and there would be some problems. So the problem was that she had to do some chemo during the summer, so they did the operation. And as the summer rolled along, she was taking her chemo, and actually she was doing fine. We thought everything was going to be okay, that the chemo would dissolve the tumor. Well, in the fall, she was still getting her chemo treatment, and I was coaching with the Pirates, and we were in the playoffs with the Atlanta Braves, and I have a dear friend in Fort Worth, Texas, Vince Genovese, and Vince had a private plane, and Amy could only leave Dallas for one day. And she wanted to fly up and see a game, so Vince generously flew her up to see the game with her friend Cindy, and they came to the game, and they after the game was over, we're in the car driving back to the hotel there, and Amy, she leaned up from the back seat, and she says, "Dad, when you coach third, and there's a man on second, you get down into that crouch, or you cup your hands." She says, "What are you telling those guys, the chicken runs at midnight or what?" And I went, "What? Where'd you come up with that one?" She just said, "I don't know, it just came out." So we all laughed about it, and it sort of became a family saying. Well, that was in October, and we had promised Amy that if we won the playoffs, we'd go to the World Series. I would take her to the World Series in Toronto, Canada. Well, we lost to the Atlanta Braves, and Amy had sent me a note right before the game, that game in Atlanta, the final game. And she said, "Dad, dear Dad, the chicken runs at midnight. Love, Amy." It was sort of a good luck deal. But anyway, we lost the game. We did not get to go to the World Series. And that was Amy and myself. That was our last chance to go together because she wanted me to go so bad. So we now it goes to the winter of 92. And then right around Christmas time, I got a call, and she took a turn for the worse. In fact, she went into a coma right around Christmas time of 92. And anyway, she was in a coma for about a month, and then she really took a turn for the worse and on January 28th, 1993, while we lost her.
Mm.
And so, you know, we had to make the arrangements, and we went to the funeral home and everything and get the plot, and when you're it's not a fun experience, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners have experienced. And while we were there, the lady, she tried to say, "Well, what do you want on the tombstone? You want something flowery or nice or something?" And we all looked at one another. We have eight children, and we all just looked at one another and my wife, and we just said, "We like the chicken runs at midnight." And the lady looked at us like we were out of our mind, but we said, "That is what we want on the tombstone. That was our family motto. That's Amy." and we always want her to be remembered by that. So that's what we put on the tombstone, the chicken runs at midnight. It was, afterwards, we laughed about it. It was quite funny, and every time we go to the gravesite now, we still chuckle about her because that's her. Anyway, that was in 1993. So, you know, Amy passed away, and, you know, it was very tough, and it was a very humbling experience. You know, in baseball, we say there's two kinds of players, those that are humble and those that are about to be. And we use that in life, too. There are two kind of people in life, and I got humbled pretty good by that. I was very strong religiously growing up. I got away from my Catholic faith, and then I was drawn back towards it. And then when Amy passed away, I went back to the way I was when I was a youth, and that was very close to God, attending Mass daily, which I do now, and just being a better all-around person. And you know, it's very tough when you have to walk in and to the room that your daughter's in. She's in a coma, and you have to tell her goodbye. She can hear you. She can't move. And the doctor said she can hear you, and it's awful tough to tell her that, you know, this is, you know, goodbye. And I thanked her for everything. I thanked her for making me strong. I thanked her for everything. Anything good that happened to me is because of her. And it was just a very tough situation for the whole family. So as time goes on, you know, we honored her, like you say, with that chicken runs at midnight on the tombstone. Well, as fate would have it, we didn't get to go to the World Series. So now my boss, Jim Leland, who was the manager of the Pirates, he gets a job in Florida with the Florida Marlins, and we go down there 3 years later, actually 4 years later, in 1997. In 1997, we had a pretty good team down there. We get into the playoffs, and behold, we win the championship series, and we get to go to the World Series and play the Cleveland Indians. And we all just said, all my kids, my sons Tim and Mike, they were in college at the time, but they were our bat boys, and we just said, it's too bad Amy couldn't have been here. She'd love this, and this is, boy, this World Series is for her. So as we go into the World Series, we go in and we go to the seventh game of the World Series. And we had it was the 11th inning, and the score was tied, and we're playing in Pro Player Stadium in Fort Lauderdale. And we had 67,000 people there, and there, of course, they're going crazy about everything. And we had a second baseman named Craig Counsell. And Craig, the kids called him Chicken Man, because when he hit, he flapped his arm like a chicken. So they call him the Chicken Man. So Craig was on third, and he's the winning run. I mean, if he scores it, we win the World Series. But we had a shortstop named Edgar Renteria, and Edgar comes up with the bases loaded. Craig Counsell, the Chicken Man's on third. He gets a base hit. We win the World Series. And it was just absolute pandemonium. People were on the field. They rushed the field. I mean, it was just, it's one of them scenes like you see on TV, like when you're a kid and you picture yourself being in it, and all of a sudden you're in it. 67,000 people just going crazy down there. And the whole world's watching. Millions of people. They said 180 million people watch this. And I'm trying to find my sons, Tim and Mike. They were the bat boys. I'm trying to find them to hug them. And all of a sudden I see Tim, and he's running at me. And he's screaming, and he's crying. And something was wrong. He's screaming. He had that look like just, he was excited, but he was crying. He's screaming at me. I said, what are you screaming at, Tim? He said, Dad, look, look. I said, look where? What are you talking about? He jumps into my arms. He says, look behind you. I looked behind me at the clock. The stadium clock was behind me at third base up on the second deck. He says, Dad, look, it's 12 o'clock midnight. He said, Dad, the chicken ran at midnight.
Amazing.
And when he said that, I just became totally limp. It was like somebody shot me with Novocaine. The chicken ran at midnight. That's what Amy said 4 years prior to that. She was there. She had to be there. It was just, like I say, I was limp. And I hugged my kids, and then, I mean, you're usually excited. You win the World Series. I was very excited. But after that, it brings you right back down to human form again, I guess, because I was up in the clouds there for a while. The chicken, Craig Counsell, scored the winning run at midnight. It was like she knew. It was a prophecy almost. And after the celebration was over, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, I went back into my locker and I kept that note that she sent me in Atlanta 4 years prior. In fact, I have it with me right now. Mm-hmm. And that's the note, the chicken runs at midnight. And after that happened, it's like I wanted to go call her.
Yeah.
I wanted to call her up and say, Amy, the chicken did. The chicken did run at midnight. And it's a story for kids. It's a story for people in athletics. It's a story for people not in athletics. It's a story for parents that there's a strong faith. To have a strong faith is the most important thing in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And after this happened, it just reinforced everything that I thought when I was a young kid growing up in a Catholic religion and I'd gotten away from. And it buckled me severely.
Yeah.
And it's like somebody hit me in the stomach with a 2x4. And even my wife said, ever since Amy passed away, I've become more quiet, more gentle. I still have competitive fires because mm-hmm. in my job, you have to have that. But,
sure.
I think I priorities and all that. And it brought me back to a time in my life when I was the happiest, and that's when I was younger. I was in the Catholic faith. I wanted to be a priest. I was a pontifical server here in Steubenville, Ohio, which is my home,
mm-hmm.
for Bishop John King Muzzio. I was his personal server.
Mm-hmm.
I served Mass. I went to Xavier University. If there was a team or if there was a person, all Catholic team, I think I'd have been the captain of it. I used to have a May altar in my room when I was in high school. I said like 6 rosaries a day. I mean, I did everything but become a priest. I found out that I couldn't play baseball if I went to the seminary, so I knocked that out. But anyway, and then one other twist in this story that I wanted to tell you, that when we went to, in Texas to, have the funeral, the priest who Amy grew up with had passed away, so I said, ah, dang it, I wish I had somebody who could give a eulogy that knew her. And they said, well, there's a priest here, he just transferred here, his father, Yetzko. And father walked in Arlington, Texas, father walked in the church, and I had never met him, he had never met me, and he said, I'm sorry, I was late. He says, I just moved here. I said, where'd you move from, father? And he said, I moved here from Pittsburgh. I said, Pittsburgh? He says, yes, he says, and he had on a Pittsburgh Pirate hat. He took it off and apologized. And I said, wait a minute here, what is this, a joke? And he said, what do you mean? I says, I coached third base for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And now he sat down, and he got chills on him. And then here's the other part of it. I says, Father, had you ever attended any Pirate games in 1993? He says, I'm sorry, in 92? He says, I only went to one. I said, which one did you go to? He says, I went to the 5th game of the playoffs with the Atlanta Braves. Now I'm stunned because that was the only game that Amy went to.
Yeah. Oh,
they were in this ballpark at the same time.
That's amazing.
And then I told Father about the chicken runs at midnight. He gave a wonderful eulogy. So this whole deal, it's become a story that I tell when I speak around the country.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Lifetime. It won an Emmy. It's just a great story. And with Amy's passing, I wanted to use this as a vehicle to reach people.
Yeah.
And so far, I think we've done that. And I think as long as I have a breath in me, I'm going to continue to do it to try to help other people out. Because there are a lot of people that need something like this. There are a lot of people a lot worse off than I was. One of my former managers, Buddy Bell, who's a dear friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
he's a coach now with Cleveland. He's a former big league manager and a great player. He asked me one day, he says, Rich, how do you cope with this every day of your life? And I looked at him and I says, what is wrong with you? I said, what do you mean? I says, you have an autistic daughter. I says, how do you cope with that every day of your life? So I always think that what I had to go through was nothing compared to what a lot of people have to go through. And we all have problems in our family. We all have sicknesses, illnesses. Some are worse than others. We all have problems with our kids. And this is just a way to help everybody get through it with faith.
When you go around the country, Rich, and you speak at Catholic groups and to youth groups and so forth, what is your the main focus of
the main
of
theme I have, Bob, is don't be afraid to be a Catholic.
Mm.
I was the strictest Catholic you could ever imagine. Then I became influenced by the outside world. I was afraid. I was afraid to go to, I used to sneak to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid because I wouldn't be one of the guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt if I was one of the guys, if I wasn't one of the guys, then I wouldn't move up in the baseball world. And I was very impressionable. And if someone said, you know, those guys that go to church, they're sissies or something like that, then mm-hmm. I would say, yeah, you're right. And I wouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was younger, I didn't care.
Right.
I went every day and I was proud of it. And I got that back. And, through Amy's passing and the sickness and the whole deal, it's got me back to where I feel so good now that I can help people. I feel good about myself. I feel good that I know why I'm on earth.
Now, if any of our listeners would like more information or perhaps they'd like to invite you to the parish or to their group, is there...
Sure. My home phone number, any of your listeners, feel free to call me. And my daughter, Tiffany, I have, like I say, I have 8 children, and she sets up all my speaking engagements,
uh-huh.
but they can call me at home, and I'll put them in touch with Tiffany. But my number is 740-946-1059, or they could write me at 47800 Annapolis Road, Annapolis, A-N-N-A-P-O-L-I-S, Hopedale, H-O-P-E-D-A-L-E, Ohio, 43976.
That's great.
And in the winter... before I go to spring training, I usually start speaking a lot in December and January,
mm-hmm.
and I'd have to do it probably before the middle of February. So anybody that would like me to come there, I'd be, like I say, just call. We can make arrangements.
Very good. And Rich's story, Chicken Runs at Midnight, is part of Amazing Grace for the Catholic Heart, a new book by Jeff Cavins, Matt Pinto, and Patty Armstrong. Rich's story and 100 others are contained in that new book. Our listeners can get that at any bookstore. Rich, thanks so much for taking time out to share your wonderful story with us. Have a great Christmas season, a happy new year, a successful 2004 baseball season, unless, of course, you're playing the Phillies.
Okay, well, thank you, and happy holidays to all your listeners.
Thanks. God bless.